Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Coco's. I had to get the fourth microphone out because Marcia's like walking around with little Zeke's coffee thing and stalking me, and she wants to look at all the fun things that Rasig has drawn. And from the minute I walk in here today, like, first thing I see is like Santa and ho-hos and candy canes, and I'm thinking like, I think it's okay to say Happy Holidays. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. It's okay to do all that stuff.
It's December. It's there for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Rasig, have you done your Christmas card yet?
I just sent it in today. So I just actually, you were right on it. I just did my family one and sent it into the printer today. So I'm running a little late.
Is there anything cooler than him having twins to draw after all these years, you know?
Anything he draws is ridiculous, okay, first of all. It's just all of it is
By the way, my twins. How did you wound up on my Christmas card in 1996?
He's done everything for
that's
us.
That's Nick like, right there. You see him right there? That looks just like him, too. I mean, still,
any kind of
he has
any anniversary, like, any birthday, he does the champagne bottle labels for us. Weddings. I mean,
I had to throw the champagne out for the fifth
anniversary.
Oh,
yeah.
And it was some $2.99 that he picked up.
Oh, of course.
So, Mars, the neighborhood part of this, and I had the Emerald Tavern on this thing, and you set up because she and I know each other from the Emerald Tavern from 30 years ago when the Oilers. And by the way, I wore my Oilers sweatshirt for you today.
The Oilers jersey.
I wore my Oilers.
My favorite running back.
Earl? Yeah, of course, right?
He's the best.
So I see Emerald Tavern here, and there's all of this connection. And then somehow yesterday, I said to Rasig, where's Nick the Greek? Find him. And the next thing you know, you're here. And I had no idea that you were such, first of all, a movie star. Secondly, what a natural you are doing radio.
He is.
But you used to come in. This is, now you know each other from the neighborhood, right?
We used to come in here with our families when the kids were 4 and 5 years old, okay? They had two or three pool tables. And we would come in here, spend Friday night, basically, and well, with the kids, it was till about 9:30. But to us, it was a Friday night out where we could go out. We had these.
That's all the later we are here.
Fantastic.
And walk home.
Fantastic crab cakes.
Right.
You know.
Nobody knew about them.
I don't want to say prices or any of that, but very family friendly, I'll put it, because we would come almost every Friday, and especially during Lent, because we couldn't eat, you know, people couldn't eat meat.
Right.
Catholics can't eat meat on Friday during Lent. So,
Greek.
I'm Greek, unorthodox. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So I can kind of do what I want.
God.
Well, somebody said.
My church, no dues, no pews, no views.
It's a church of the poison mind, it sounds like to me.
That's me. Greek unorthodox.
Somebody said to
me. He's up there. I believe it.
Coco's, they've been over there forever. And I'm like, since 1985. And I only know that because, like, it's on my shirt when I wear my shirt on the air.
It was a neighborhood,
you know?
neighborhood dive.
I mean, it was the original. Guy Fieri, you know, dive bar. I mean, this was it. It was, you know.
Do you remember, like, when it became Coco? Because you guys lived in the neighborhood, right? So you're like, a little bar up there is changing names.
Well,
and then lady bought it. And, like, right, it's your mom, right?
Her dad, you know, he's Greek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coco. Sure. All right.
What's the last name?
Cocovinos.
Yeah, okay. Cocovinos.
I didn't pronounce that wrong.
Cocovinos. No, you did not.
I didn't Syriopolis that.
So I'm up here.
It's a new word now.
I pronounced it like I'm from Dundalk.
I didn't Syriopolis that.
So being
that.
Greek, I'm up here yakking Greek to them, right? And I said, why don't you throw an advertisement at the church down the street, or for Christ's sake, you know, all these Catholics, this and that. He goes, oh, that's a good idea. Boom. History. Done.
Yep.
Blew
so
up.
You were one of the first ones to really eat the crab cake here. Because you lived in the neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We were all part of it.
See, I knew this was going to be great. And now
we have to do carry out because it's so popular.
It's very popular.
He's trying to have room for
local. She gave us these great hats, so she's really giving us.
Are you part of the Zeke's Mafia, that Friday morning coffee thing you do? You're part of that, right?
No, I went, but I was too late.
I got to keep you on mic, man. You're terrible.
We have been encouraging them to come.
So you've been encouraging me to come, and I haven't come. And finally I said to Rasig, well, why don't you invite the Zeke's guy by? I remember years ago they used to come make coffee for me when we did our road trips, like they would literally set up coffee for 300 people because we had five busloads of people going, right? And I don't know that I ever had him on the air because I wasn't really doing radio at that time.
He's a great
sports
fan. I mean,
I wasn't on the radio for like 8 or 9 years. From like 05, 06, I retired. So I wasn't like during that era, like sitting in the studio knowing all of our clients and doing all that. And I reached to him yesterday through you. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. I'm like, now you know Marcella, right? He's like, they serve our coffee. And I'm like, of course they're powered by Zeke's. I've seen that too. So I walk in today and you're holding the Zeke's coffee thing. And I'm like, hey, Marsh, Thomas from Zeke's is coming. And you're like, yeah, I know. And I'm like, this is like a real holiday show. This is going to be good, good stuff.
Yeah. One big family here. Yeah. On
Absolutely.
On
she has Road, been yeah. singing yeah. Christmas songs like the minute I walked in. Like, your poor employees can listen to you sing for the next 3 weeks, right?
I know,
right?
They hate it.
Right. I don't hate it yet, but I'm leaving at 5. You know, I'm going to be out of here a little later on. Right. Marcel is here. Nick the Greek. Never. Seropolis.
There it is.
Seropolis.
Took me 40 years to learn how to pronounce your name.
Not a problem.
You didn't Seropolis that. That's like
well, you're famous
you didn't
Cundiff
for kick. You we know, like that became an actual verb.
Never
knew.
Yeah.
Well, your background with me is that I went on the air in 1991. By 94, 95, I was kind of a thing. Then the Ravens came. Then the station came in 98. But I knew you long before that. But you were like Nick the Greek, a caller. Mm-hmm. You would call in and talk Orioles, talk Ravens before there was even Ravens. I think you called me before 96.
Yeah. And Stallions.
And then I got the station out in Towson. And you would bring my crew donuts every morning and a newspaper. And like they would throw you on the air. Yeah, like you sold donuts, right?
So they would deliver 10 dozen donuts, a dozen bagels, and a dozen muffins to my house every day. So we would make deliveries during the night. We'd cook all the donuts and all. It's Montgomery Donut Company is what it was.
Okay.
Wow.
Outside of D.C., okay? So they needed a guy to handle the Baltimore area, and I went and got the job, and I was handling the Baltimore area. Anyway, I would have these donuts left over because how many donuts, I would see people, but, But I would leave early in the morning. So before I would leave, I'd say, let me call you guys while I'm on the road.
He would leave donuts, and listeners would, like, drive up and walk into the house and have donuts. Because, like, Swami and Spirit, like, we got 36 donuts here, and there's three of us.
It got to the point at the end of the day I would have donuts left over. So I'd drive around to the different houses of my friends and leave donuts.
We used to get donuts, too, from
there. And wives began to call me and said, hey, Nick, we love the donuts, but you got to stop, okay? Because we're getting a little too plump.
Yeah, once a month is good on the donuts.
Right. It happened to me.
This is what happened with the station, and this is God's honest truth, because you were still a part of Coco's then. If I would have come to you and said, Mars, sponsor WNST and send food over on whatever Friday, and we'll eat your food, because we didn't have the internet, we couldn't show the food,
No.
I mean, that's the thing about the old advertising I had about this was all we
that's
had, right?
Great.
Like,
I remember those things.
Yeah.
Like Wooden Nickels, you remember Wooden Nickels?
Oh, all of that, right?
Yeah.
So when I would talk to a restaurant, especially like a chain would come to town, like Hooters. When Hooters came to Towson, they would call, and they knew I was the big shot sports radio entrepreneur, and they would call, and they would be like, we're going to send some food over.
Right.
They thought we were like a real radio station. They thought we were like WKRP.
Right.
They would send trays of food over. And there were like six of us,
Amazing.
And if there were eight people in the building,
six
there was
all day.
All day. Eight all day. Maybe 10 if somebody stopped by or whatever. So you would bring all these donuts. And then next thing you know, Raven Jan's camped out in my lobby. You're serving donuts. And then Zeke's brings coffee into this equation. But like the food part of this, and I have Dara here. We're going to talk about but food brings people together. I mean,
absolutely.
I think of you and donuts and like how much fun we've had. And even Rasig, now that the documentary is legit and everybody's watching it, Marsh still hadn't watched it yet. Because if she watched it, she'd know the story about how your kids named you Nasty Nester.
I know that story.
I've told you, right. It's in the documentary now. And people are watching it. And I share it, put it out in front. You probably have it. It's 30 minutes long, but it's my whole, the story of how all this happened, mm-hmm. right? And everyone that sees
homework.
It, it's fine. It's everybody's homework.
I'm going.
It's your homework, too. Everybody out there, it's your homework. For Christmas, you want to do something nice for me, watch my documentary. So you'll know more about me so you don't come up with crazy questions or wonder how. It explains it all, right? It explains Baltimore Positive, explains my wife, explains everything. But the thing about Nasty Nester and carrying that with me for 30 years is that people will come up to me now and having seen the documentary and they're like, Ah, I didn't know it was for six kids. I thought it was like a neighborhood nickname. I thought it was because you ran numbers. I thought, you know, right. An ex-girlfriend
That's
called
what
you
I
that.
Always thought.
Right. You
I thought,
thought
it was
that
because you were nasty.
Right.
See that? See that?
Nothing to do with it. Yeah.
And it turns out it was I was barbecuing with your kids.
Right. Right. That's it. You were babysitting.
Babysitting.
My kids.
But yeah. I was the barbecue Which is that went bad.
Funny enough in and of itself that he was actually babysitting my kids. So, yeah.
That's scary.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, a lot of people
natural.
Voted for a guy for president that they could not trust to babysit their kids.
That's
true.
It
was a natural.
It makes me qualified. So, you know, I mean,
can
I did
say
a good job. They turned that all right.
I don't want to say anything They're political, fine. But I just want to say I appreciate that I live in this neighborhood, which is an artsy neighborhood yes. and a fairly liberal neighborhood.
Good.
I don't want to get into politics. In a liberal, in a blue city, in a blue state, and I have relatives that are like-minded that live in tougher states to live in these times. So I love Baltimore for all those things. And I love this neighborhood for all those things, too.
Yeah,
and again,
too.
I'm not demeaning any other politics. I'm just saying from my own self.
I love this neighborhood because it probably voted 98.4%.
I think we kind of have a unique...
this is a beautiful place.
School,
I mean,
unique,
when I talk
school,
about Baltimore positive, I mean, there's nothing more Baltimore positive than me and her meeting 30 years ago up at me and you meeting 40 years
Nestor,
ago, me and you meeting
the
at the paper, and we're all still sitting here, and you're living in a neighborhood, and she's become this place has become legendary.
It's legendary.
Well, like, not only that, the proof really is in our the children, because we've got kids. One of them's working here. We got kids that have. Bought back into the neighborhood. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
They've come back. Who?
You
many?
Sat at the bar, and Baz is like, "Hey, Mr. Nick, how are you?" And like, hey. I'm like, "Oh, right. You're from Mayfield. That's right. Right. They told
He's
me
a Mayfield.
That.
Exactly. He's mean, a Mayfieldian."
So, it's still. I'm proud to say it's still a place where you can let your kids run. You know, kind of. You know, the way times are now, you kind of let them run. You know, you don't have to worry too much because there are other parents that are around.
You know, people talk so much nonsense about our city. And every time I park the car here and I come in, every time I drive down Perry, but I'm thinking, like, we've always had problems. We've always had – but the spotlight on the bad parts instead of, like, just – how freaking awesome this city is.
Well,
and today I'm
really
here, and tomorrow I'm over at Gertrude's at the BMA with my
nice.
Cousin John Shields. Dan Rodericks is doing his show that I invited you last year, but you couldn't do it because it was on a Friday night in the middle of December, right? But I had you and all of my friends over to the BMA last year to see Dan Rodericks' show
night.
That is an absolute
must.
Celebration.
It's a must. It's
of our
must.
City.
Well,
if you love our city and Baltimore. You're not seeing Dan's show over at the BMA, you're just really missing out.
Absolutely.
It's really your loss. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Baltimore is a neighborhood town. You know, it's all the neighborhoods make the town of Baltimore. Now, some of the neighborhoods have dispersed and fallen away, and the Catholic churches, you know.
And some others have come on, like Lauraville,
others have come
right?
On. Things are coming back. Things are coming back up here on Hartford Road and all. It's a lot better now.
They're trying to talk me into this Italian place up the street.
You know,
I
mean, the city.
I have not been.
We got to go together then. That's what we got to do.
Right?
Yeah. What's that?
Campoli.
Yeah. Cafe Campoli.
Yeah, Campoli. That's a great,
I've heard
really good place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody sticks together around here, which is why you guys get together on Friday morning to do your Zeke's Coffee thing. Thomas is coming over. Derek gave me a corn pudding recipe. We have corn pudding people here. I'm on, straight
love,
up. You're a corn pudding person?
Absolutely.
Never had
We're six, Jake. We're six.
Never had it. I love
now,
corn.
Really important
rice
question.
Pudding, I like rice pudding.
I'm going to test your Greekness and your Highland townness.
Okay.
Sauerkraut and kielbasa on Thanksgiving.
Kibas, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Making sure you got something. Making sure you're from the right side of Highland Town.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are the conversations we have around food. And I guess because I was at Wise Markets and I held up proudly my Ostrowski's kielbasa. And every Polish person from Western Pennsylvania has some Gulubowski up there that they make their own thing.
Right.
And they're like, not on mine.
Right.
And they hold the Golubowski up or whatever. And I'm like, look, I'm going with what I'm going with. The Ostrowski family's never paid me anything other than love and the little delicious things that are in their food. But I started talking about it, and then this recipe pops up. And I saw the recipe for corn pudding, and I'm like, I sort of kind of like that. And my wife would never – we haven't thought about it, but she goes to the farmer's market every Sunday in the summer. Still, we live in the county, but she goes to the city – and we get the Bartenfelder Farm, plug for them, white corn, second week of August when it's just perfect.
Right.
And she'll come home with, like, $30 of corn, you know, like, and just sit there and just shuck it all, freezes it all, shrink wraps it, and then we bust it out.
Perfect.
And usually we just butter it in salt and pepper, a little garlic,
doesn't
you know.
Doesn't need much.
I'm Hispanic, so, like, I like elote, so, like, I'm not a little mayonnaise with some seasoning in there, some chipotle stuff, whatever.
Doesn't need much.
So I can do it like that, but this corn pudding recipe happened, and I said to Jen, I copied and sent it over to her, said, we should do this, and she did it. And of all the things on the plate, my wife took 5 days making a turkey, 2 days making cranberry, all this stuff. We're like, corn pudding, is it thumbs up? So Thanksgiving 25? Is it coming back? Or is it going away?
Like what was the verdict?
Thumbs up. So I hit Darren. I'm like, you got to come out. We got to talk corn pudding. And then I said to her, dumbass that I am. She's the food enthusiast. You ever been to Coco's? She's like, my favorite crab cake. And I'm like, well, then it's going to get her over here.
Well,
so
they will spoil you. I had.
Yes.
I mean, I will not eat anybody else's crab.
Ah, that's it. That's a royalist, man.
I mean,
I'm with you.
Crab cakes for
I
life.
May,
that's it
I
right
may,
there.
If I'm forced, I may. Pappas, maybe, you know,
right.
or somebody, you know, like a really fancy restaurant, like, okay. But
how does it make you feel when I say that? It makes me feel bad because I've eaten a lot of other crab cakes. They're all delicious.
I don't
want you to not try other crab cakes.
And it's
but
definitely not outside of almost Baltimore, but Maryland for sure. I will not.
Oh, you don't do that.
Outside of Maryland.
I'm not getting a crab cake in Tyson's Corner.
Won't touch it.
No.
I also would like to add that my two grandchildren had their first Coco's crab cake the day before Thanksgiving and wolfed it down. So 3.5 years
nice.
Old, loved it. Yeah,
bringing them up the right way.
Yeah. Exactly. My wife is she works for RCM&D.
Okay.
Rick's County. Okay. She'll get
she's doing a lot of shipping.
5 dozen crab cakes.
Oh man,
5 dozen.
How many do you have here?
I mean, whatever.
I saw
I don't
you
know.
Put
I know
like the trays
dozen.
2 dozen or how many is on a tray?
Each tray's a dozen.
A dozen.
Yeah. Yes.
It just looks like 2 dozen because it's friggin' huge.
I mean, you don't have enough
room.
So
there's
really
a dozen, and you have about 6 coolers here. So you can keep maybe 300 crab cakes, maybe?
Yeah, 300 to 400 inside. And then we also have a rack outside for, like, the holiday season when we're getting ready to do a lot of shipping and a lot of pickup orders.
Because she's going to ship to Montana.
Yeah,
Robin's going to come and ship them to Montana.
Click away.
We're waiting for her.
Well, that's why I came, and that's why I'm kicking off with you.
Went to Mercy. She's got a Mercy classmate that lives in Montana.
You know, for all of our local sponsors,
what am I going to do for a Christmas present?
Who ship crab cakes. This is, I mean, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's, or just, hey, I love you, and it's, you know,
this is the perfect,
you know,
for anybody.
Get them in January when you're really hungry for them. You know what I mean?
Now, Nestor, I call Baltimoreans the ones that leave Baltimore.
Okay.
They're the Baltimoreans. So all the Baltimoreans that are out there, if you want a perfect Christmas present, it's a
there
Coco crab cake.
Like
there
it.
You go.
I'm sorry.
That's why he's Santa Claus, too. Not only is he, like, you know,
well, don't too loud.
Dressed
tell,
like
tell,
Santa,
hey,
but he pitches.
I'm the elf.
He pitches like Santa.
When's it cut off? When, I mean,
you don't have one?
If people are thinking about crab cakes, because
do,
so much of this is, and I know all of you who ship them, it's a science. It involves shipping. It's the holidays. Santa's got to come down the chimney with them and do all that stuff.
All of it.
When do people need to order them by?
You know, to
get it right.
We are already taking orders. We are.
When's the last day?
The last day that we're shipping is the 17th of December.
Oh wow!
You got to get on it.
Yeah, but go
get
early,
on it now.
Dude. Get
the
order
earlier
early.
The better.
But the thing about shipping crab cakes, and I just want to say this to everybody who does it because it's so important. I'll give you a sad story. I did the Super Bowl 5-6 years. It was longer than that, and I did a segment with one of these groups that sends food. They do the overnight, whatever they call that, the food service that comes in a box or whatever.
Right.
And I promoted them, and they were Super Bowl, and they were nice to me, and I gave them my card. They went and shipped me a meal.
Nice.
You know when I found it? 6 weeks later. Because they shipped it to the station when there was nobody there.
Right.
This is during, 18, 19, 20, when my wife was battling probably. And I went out there, and I swear to they ship salmon. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
This was like, and they're like, oh, you didn't get the email? No. You're like, if you're going to ship me fish, thank you. I will eat. I love salmon. I love crab cakes.
Right.
But if you're shipping these crab cakes to people, I surprised you. Don't surprise people. That's why I'm bringing this up, because I don't want to have a tragedy.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the porch pirate getting that one.
Right, right.
Yeah. So tell people they're coming,
yes,
right?
Yes, you definitely need to make sure people are going to be home to
and
receive.
You give them a tracking number, like it's Twitter, like when I buy stuff on eBay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, good. All right.
It's
top notch.
Come a long way since we started about 15 years ago.
Well, I know how happy people are when they get them, you know?
It was a dive bar before, okay, and Marcy came on, and they you can see what happened.
Aww.
I mean, they've turned.
I wore my flowered shirt today because I wanted to feel like I fit in.
Now an institution. I mean, now that it was an institution.
I'm glad I invited you, Nick.
To us.
Cry.
But it's an institution. I mean, people.
It is. Of course it is.
People from, I would say, all over the world. Yeah. I mean, people from all over know this crab cake.
I mean, beautiful. And we
always
like
the new
to
commercial.
Have
He's going to do the new commercial.
I need like a separate room.
Yeah, but I would rather do the carryout so somebody that has never come here can experience
really nice.
It. Okay?
And I'm glad that
because there's nothing like a crab cake on a paper plate. I mean, come on.
So I did this. I last time I saw you, last time I was in here was about 5 weeks. It was my birthday weekend. I did my show down at Pizza John's. And my buddy surprised me from Arkansas, one of my best friends, John Keller, Hells. You've met Hells before. Hells surprised me, and his wife, they're like, first off, we're supporting all your sponsors, so we're going to State Fair for practice, you know, but we're going to Coco's tonight for crab cake. And I'm like sitting there eating pizza, and Pizza John's has crab cake, and they're like, and I'm like, I ate all this food, and I'm like, Mars, got a table for six. I'm coming over, you know. So 6 o'clock, we sat right here at the table Dara's at, and we had the most beautiful meal. It's because when they came from Arkansas for 2.5 days, and they had a girlfriend that they wanted to introduce
to
crab
this
cakes,
is
where they wanted to come.
Right.
That's so there you have it.
You know Chip, right?
Yeah,
from Chip. Connecticut. My friend from Connecticut, who's an Orioles fan from the 60s, okay? He's such an Orioles fan, he's got Rochester Red Wing baseball cards.
Nice.
Okay, so that's how far back. Anyway, I went to college with all his buddies at Loyola. They get home, this and that, and he would come down every summer to catch an Oriole game, he and his brother Al. They would come down every summer. They said, why don't you get in touch with Nick DeGreek down there? Got in touch with me for 40 years now. Chip comes every summer. We host them, this and that, blah, 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 whatever. He had press credentials because he was a reporter from one of the Connecticut
A real
newspaper.
Reporter.
Yeah.
Not like me.
Well, I went to the 83 World Series with him. Okay? So, whatever.
And this is his joint.
This is his joint.
So, when he comes to Baltimore, he eats nothing but their crab cake and orders two. No, nothing else. No fries.
She's going to send me home with one today.
None of it.
And she thinks, like, you know, I'll send him home one. He'll have a little dinner. I cut it into three. I'll have a third tonight.
I split it with Terry.
I have a little Osterizer, and I get it right.
If you have that kind of
willpower. I try not to drop them on the floor.
But if you can only get them once in a while, you want to get as much as
you can. Yeah, I don't have that kind of willpower.
Last year, she sent me out of here with, she doesn't like talk about the little crab cakes, but the little crab cakes.
Stop it.
So, right, so she said
they're going to grow. Don't worry about it.
Right. Put them under the light.
Is because it's twice as or three times as much work for us
to make
them.
For whatever reason,
that's why we sell them uncooked big. I think
you were catering
or
something.
Have fun.
She said, "I have a couple little ones. I'm going to give them to you right on the way out of here." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll take them home." So I went home and I took it out and put it in the oyster. And instead of a spatula, Dara's going to be real upset when she hears this. I used the tongs on it.
Oh.
Fell apart.
You got to use tongs and a spatula.
You can't.
You hold it.
I look down and I'm like, I'm glad it was a 4
ounce.
That's why it wasn't an 11 ounce.
That's why they're the top of the heap. There's no filler.
I mean, this is a tragedy. I'm in my house.
I don't know the recipe. I would think other than maybe a little bit of, maybe a little egg, maybe just to hold it together.
All right, Mars, I got to have you talk about Santa, and then I want to do 2 minutes of football, and then I'm going to get the corn pudding with Tara, and then we're going to get the coffee. I'm going to bring you back on for coffee. Sig's going to be here. Santa, I thought you'd been doing this for 100 years. It turns out this is like
started.
A new thing. All
yes.
right.
Third year, Breakfast with Santa. It's this coming Saturday, December 7th. We have a 9 a.m. seating and an 11 a.m. seating. Santa will be here. We have gifts for the kids. We have an incredible menu. Really nice cocktails. It's not just for kids. Everybody's
big
welcome.
Boy eggnog.
Yes, big boy eggnog. Right. Nice. And it looks like a winter wonderland in here. It is truly beautiful.
You gonna make it snow up in here?
You know, we haven't done that yet, but we could try.
I don't know, man. You get all that moisture going in here. We don't need all that. We had the heating problems in the summer. We had the air conditioning problems in the summer. We don't need the heating problems in the winter.
Turn into a snow globe. Right.
Mars is here. We're at Coco's Pub. It's an institution. It's on Harford Road. It's in Lauraville. Google it. K-O-C-O. Rasig is here. He is my co-host with a K because he lives up the street. Nick Syropoulos is here.
Yes.
Now I know how to pronounce your last name. I'll never call you Syropoulos again. Nick the Greek. Nick of Donuts.
There it is.
Nick of Mayfield.
Whatever.
Nick of Loyola.
I never knew that about the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So and cool. He was Pretzel Boy. You know, he was a pretzel vendor
that was
on Homicide.
Homicide.
So we used to call him Pretzel Boy for a while, too.
I did four Homicides.
Yeah. I knew you were in something.
I did four Homicides and
that.
Three.
He's the king of media.
One. Well, I did three Wired.
I told him earlier you weren't here, but you missed my punchline. I said,
that's a good one.
When you come to Beverly Hills, you expect to meet stars. You know, you expect to meet movie stars. So
there you go.
No, I mean, it was.
We have our own Nick the Greek.
I love you, Nick.
It was Pat Moran. I mean, she's, you know, John Waters is a casting director. Pat Moran, she lives in town. And they did a cattle call thing. And I showed up.
He's got that face. Look at that face.
Well, if you're looking to do anything Baltimore-oriented, he says the most important word properly. He says, whom?
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 And water.
Whom? And water. Nick the Greek. Rasig's going to hang around. Mars is here. Dara's going to come by. We're going to talk about food enthusiasm.
I thought we were going to have two.
Let's do the events. Candy cane crawl. Let's go.
There we go.
So Holidays on Harford is this holiday season, and they're doing a lot of activities. One that's happening on Saturday, in addition to what we're doing here with Breakfast with Santa, from 4 to 7 p.m., we are doing an event up at the lot across from Safeway, and they're going to have all kinds of food vendors and things for kids. We're going to be there giving away hot chocolate. And doing some s'mores for the kids. It's going to be a really good event. They did a great job advertising this year. The marketing tools.
Those are real
amazing.
little snowmen there. Look at that little penguin, the whole thing.
So yeah, we're trying to make the neighborhood come together.
HolidaysOnHarford.com. HolidaysOnHarford.com. So my big ask and inclusion in this, and somebody's going to know what I'm talking, because Rasig looked at me like three heads. I think Lauraville is ripe for a Roper Romp, is what I think. I think we need a Roper Romp.
Roper Romp?
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's it.
Google it.
Marcy didn't know what it was either.
I don't know.
Do you remember Mrs. Roper?
I know Mrs. Roper.
She wore, Audra Lindley, she wore, right, she wore.
Mr. Roper.
Right,
that went to my head when you
said Roper. This is Mrs.
But
Roper.
Then I thinking,
she wore the
like,
house coat.
She wore the house coat. So
the
a Roper Romp.
Our mother's
it's
all.
A it's a Moo Moo.
I mean, Highlandtown, they all lived it.
Thank you.
It was the funniest thing. You have these women wearing these Moo Moos, and their hair's up in the air. Like,
well,
you
imagine
know.
If it's a guy like this with hair up in his hair wearing a Moo Moo.
Oh, I want to do it.
That's now.
Take it easy.
I want to do it.
What's a Roper Romp?
That's
everyone
it.
It's something you should host.
Dressed like Mrs.
Mrs.
Roper.
Yeah. All
Who right. thinks we should have a Roper Romp here at Coco's?
Kind of like the Hun Fest.
Not
right?
one hand.
It is. It
almost,
is.
Yeah.
But it involves romping and drinks.
Romping.
Okay.
You have a bar here.
Absolutely.
Yep, we do.
I heard you like the gin. It's just a tonic you
it's
don't like.
It's a tonic.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. What about our 2 minutes? Did you finish all your stuff?
Oh, did you get everything in?
Did you get them all?
I get it all in.
It's not so bad. You got to have the tonic and the little bottle.
Can you imagine if I did this show on drugs or alcohol? Oh, my God. I've lost control. Dara came over to talk about corn pudding and eat shrimp, and she's been subjected to Roper Romps. Rasig is here. He's going to stay. Marsh is going to hang around because she's making crab cakes and shipping them. Nick's got, like, grandkids.
Grandkids.
Girls. Isla and
you should
Lucy.
Come back and host radio with me more often.
Oh, Nick, well, you got to do it.
You're natural.
You're natural.
You really are.
Whatever.
Really good.
I there's nothing more positive than I'm going to have you do the new liners.
Every time we do it here. So
and I'm not a natural.
Wednesday.
I want you to say you're him. For Baltimore Positive.
Him
for him, Baltimore Positive.
Him for Baltimore. Him for Baltimore.
You didn't ask him his 1 minute worth of football. You got to get. You got to get
football. We're gonna do some football.
2 minutes of football
what time
before
is
we go.
Justin Tucker, yes or no?
Oh, of course, stay with Justin.
You have to.
That's it. Stay with Justin. You can't do it. I mean, you got.
Who are you going to get?
Who are you going to get? No legendary kicker has ever been off like that. That's not going to happen. He'll get it together.
I'm going to volunteer myself to Royal Farms, my 27-year sponsor, to be their new spokesperson.
There you go.
To be the guy.
To help him out.
Well, that might help him out.
You know the commercial where he's like doing the psychologist?
Yes.
Make me the psychologist.
Yeah. Put him in
and put him in a helmet, and we'll talk about things, and I'll help him out.
Someone said the kickoffs. You know, like if to take away the kickoffs from him, you know, maybe he can kind of do better with the field goals. I don't know.
Why
you know.
Did you turn my mic up?
This is why I stopped
so loud.
Taking for.
You keep screaming.
Oh, geez. What did I do? I turned your mic up? What did I do?
Ooh.
I didn't turn
I'll
your. Because I can't
like,
hear
I'm
you. You
know,
man, your head would
you
explode.
I don't know whether you're on 4 or 1. I've lost control of the show. All right,
you know,
can I be done now?
The punter.
Can I be done?
He does that.
He can be done.
That's what he does.
Can I go talk about corn pudding? I'm inviting Dara out.
You need your guest. You need your guest.
I've never had corn pudding.
You're going to break.
She's never had coconut shrimp here, so we're going to do it. Did I get everything in? You guys are.
Oh, yeah.
They're still winning
yeah.
the Super Bowl, right? Oh, okay. That's where we stopped the show. I'm Nestor. We're back for more Ball of a Positive.
These guys. All right.
Put that Bills hat away for sick.
If Lamar listens to mom, maybe.
Right.